I will let this week's intro be handled by Canadian poet laureate, the Tragically Hip. Now, there's a focus group that can prove this is all nothing but cold calculation here on the Owls AmeriCast. Sheffield wins the opinion with an American accent. Yeah, the math is simple. 6 points and they're safe. Will it happen? Well, we'll all find out together. But as far as this show goes, I'm your host, Jeffrey Paternostro, in Salt Lake City, Utah. And I have a rye cream ale from Fisher Brewing Company in Salt Lake City. I actually went to Templin earlier this week to pick up some stuff, but I could not get into the parking lot. It could be a little bit of a tight squeeze sometimes during the day. So I just drove a block to Fisher, which I hadn't actually, I went to recently actually for a concert, but I hadn't been to much in the last couple of years. I've had some other stuff in bars. And it's all quite good. And I had the rye cream ale while I was there. So I picked up a crowler my way out. It says maximum 5% ABV. I'm going to assume it's 5% ABV, but it's nice. It's light. It's refreshing. It's not, it's the rye is very subtle. It is there, but it's very subtle. It just drinks like a fairly light cream ale. And joining me to, well, take the temperature, I guess, at this point in the season, as we've had to do the last few years at this point in the season. So anyway, Glen Owl, Justin DeSorger. Justin, what are you drinking?
Hey, Jeff. So because my hockey season was incredibly long and drunk, and I was more or less inebriated from Thanksgiving until St. Patrick's Day, I've taken the last month off of the booze, with a small exception or two in the last week or so. But a
slightly larger exception this weekend, perhaps?
Dear God, yeah. I mean, I probably should start drinking just to, you know, catch back up on what's going to be needed for that. But no, I'm working off a it's called Ritual Zero Proof. It's a tequila substitute. It's basically you know, some herbs and spices in there. It's got a decent flavor mixed out with some ginger ale. It's passing, and I'm also sitting on a Notch brewery, just to, I believe, keep in New England. They have a non-alcoholic craft pilsner that I really like. So
I thought about doing a zero proof whiskey sour tonight, but I'm out of ice. So I went, when I walked to the grocery store, so I had to pick up some stuff for dinner. They were also out of ice, so I'm still out of ice. We're gonna need ice in our veins, though, as we head into like, is this like business end to the seventh power of the business end of the fixture schedule? But first, we'll review the Stoke and Blackburn Rovers matches. Of course, we'll cover the Wednesday news and give a little preview of the upcoming attractions this weekend in Halifax, and take a deeper look at the match the Owls Americas will be watching there. Home tilt with a playoff chasing West Bromwich Albion. We'll start with the last two matches, and we'll start with Stoke. And it really is kind of a tale of two matches and a tale of two moods, because it became fairly obvious, I mean, by the time of kickoff, really. I believe Plymouth won the early fixture against Leeds. And all of a sudden, it's like, okay, because like going into that game, once they had four or five teams around them, that, you know, you could drive
Leeds
that game.
And Leicester. And
Leeds and Leicester both lost,
bed,
yes.
Right?
So you had the Wednesday Stoke game under that. Like, again, I think we both thought, and maybe the Owls AmeriCast podcast community writ large, that, look, if you drag other teams into it, that's great. But ultimately, you just got to get ahead of Birmingham and Huddersfield. Those are the two teams that are going to be there. You just got to be like, 21st is fine. There's no,
yeah,
you don't get
feels
anything
awesome
out
right
extra for finishing 19th. 21st will feel just as good as 19th, I assure you. But
feels just as good as 7th, right?
Yeah, the Stoke game started, and you know, a similar lineup to what he's been putting out recently. And I was a little confused by it, a little confused by the way they play early. Look, it almost worked, right? They were just kind of doing the battering ram stuff for the first 15 minutes and got some decent chances. Maybe not a clear cut one per se, but they really did kind of lack some of the skill down the wings and the channels that we've seen when Gassama and Musaba were in there. You know, Windass was pushed into more of a wide role at times too. It just wasn't quite coming off. And I get that Roll has undergone some criticism for the way he's set up. You know, he only has one way of playing and things like that. And I do think perhaps he needs to be a little more tactically flexible, but like Stoke at home is exactly the game you play your brand of football and put the pressure on them. You press high, you try to put out, Mesaba, Gassama, and Ugbo all up front, and then maybe Windass and more of the number 10 behind them, and then just really try to put them to the sword early. And it was hard going for a lot of this match. And, really up until the Palmer goal, which was, I guess it was a clear cut chance per se. I mean, Palmer put it through a lot of legs to get it in. And I kind of feel bad for him. I mean, look, Liam Palmer does not need another significant goal on his Sheffield Wednesday resume. He's got one that's going to,
Oh, it's
echo
good
throughout
for
the
life.
ages, but he's good for life. But it would be a nice one. It's kind of shades of like Miguel Yera's goal late in the season. Like, those goals matter, right? The Antonio goal too against Wickham. Like, those stay long in the memory. Again, not as long as the one he scored against Peterborough last year. But, and then, of course, they immediately concede. Valentin's caught a little out of position. They get down the channel, they get behind the defense, and just kind of, nice finish, rolls it past Beadle for the goal. And once they have a couple chances late, but it just doesn't quite come off. And you look at the way, I mean, I think when their match actually ended, Huddersfield was still winning. They eventually got pegged back for a draw,
Yes.
which kind of kept things, But you look at it, like that was the, I was ready to come on here and say, look, if you want to sum up the season, it's Wednesday drew with Stoke while all these teams around them were beating, Leicester and Leeds and teams at the top of the table, while Wednesday weren't able to get those kind of wins all season, really.
Yeah, no, it was ugly because Stoke is not good. And,
They were not
you know,
good, though.
I'll be honest, I actually didn't really, I had some small issue with Roll during the game, which we'll get to in a little
Yeah, I mean,
bit.
if
But
they score in the first 10 minutes, it's great tactics, right? But
yeah, no, and I thought that the tactics were fine, and I just think a lot of players didn't have good games.
yeah, I
Like
mean, look,
I thought Marvin
they
Johnson
struggle to
was
score goals under the best of
fucking
circumstances, so.
horrible. And you know, he made up for it. I didn't think Ugbo did much. Smith was useless up front. I didn't see much from Windass. I thought the back line was decent, and I thought the central midfield was decent in Box and Bennett, and I really thought everybody else was pretty shaky. I did laugh because I was actually furious at Roll for the first sub came at 67 minutes,
Yeah.
and he brings in fucking Callum Patterson, who
Right.
again we all love everything that he does, but he does nothing but run around and fall down. And that's who you bring in. And I was in the middle of ranting about it. And
Right, when they actually make like the
Palmer
tr
gets
yeah.
that goal. And I was like, well, why
Yeah.
the fuck is Patterson in? Oh, you know, he's like an emotional support animal for Palmer or something like that. Because as
Well,
soon as
they
he was
and
in, it worked.
right, but even like the triple sub they made late was like too late, I think.
It
Like
was way too
the
late.
difference between
That's
one
what I was
point and
furious
no
about.
points there really doesn't matter. I mean, it might end up mattering, but like at the time you can't think
Well,
about it that way, right?
Stoke made a big two or three person substitution about
Yeah.
74th, 75th minute. And then literally 2 minutes later, they score. At that point, you've got to recognize, like, I'm sorry, we needed 3 points out of
Yeah.
a game at home against a shitty team. That should have immediately triggered us
Yeah.
bringing in Gassama, bringing in Moussaba. If you want to bring in Gadimateri, that's
Yeah.
fine. But Gassama and Moussaba for sure. Gassama comes on 8 minutes later,
Right.
and then you get this massive restructuring in the 90th minute. So that was my only real issue with Roll that game. I don't necessarily think he's slow to react. And when we talk about the last game, I'll give some examples of why he's not necessarily slow to react. But it was weird. I was like yelling at my television, like, fuck are you doing? Bring somebody in who can score a goal because we need
Right,
a goal right now.
yeah,
And
that's what it comes
Stoke
down to, right?
is looks to giving up one, you know? It's
So you can,
disappointing,
it was
you know.
disappointing, right? Yeah, and again, look, they could use those 2 points right now. It'd be a very different situation in the weekend, but you can look back at any number of matches, right? It's the way it goes, or
Well, yeah, problem is it's
44
been this
matches over
little
the course
run,
of the
though.
season. Yeah.
What is the what is this last run? So if we pretend that the Blackburn game didn't happen,
Yeah.
you had the Swansea game they should have got something from. Burrow was probably better, but they could have got some. They got QPR. The Norwich game, I mean, yeah, the first half was atrocious. The second half was great. I mean, they could have got some, should have gotten some from Stoke. It really feels like just in those I mentioned, that's a
And
good
that's why they are in a
four to
that's why you're in a
six.
relegation scrap though too, right? Is you don't
Still.
get the like that's you know that's the cold calculations part as well. Is that's the math,
Yeah.
right? If they were a better team, they wouldn't be here. You know, if they were a team that could put Stoke to the sword or play better on the road in
Well,
generally, but
to me, that's it. That's pretty much, 'cause that's a personnel issue. I mean,
yeah, sure.
and don't get me wrong. There's some guys in this team I really like, and there's some young kids on this team that I've got a lot of hope for the future. But even when I saw Blackburn, like, or actually Blackburn wasn't, but when we talk about West Brom, like doing the preview for them, I'm like, oh my God, like.
Yeah.
That's what a championship team looks like. That is not us. We're a motley collection of assorted people that this manager has managed to point in the right direction.
And no more so than at Blackburn on Sunday. So obviously Wednesday knew the full run of results, and this time they all broke Wednesday's way, and a win would get them out of the drop zone for the first time since after match day one. The kid woke me up at 5. And
Well,
she
that
was
was what was
sick.
the game for you? 5:30?
5:30, yeah.
Yeah, ugh,
I
gross.
got her into bed. She's been sick. She was sick all week, all weekend, and this week she's fine now. Now I'm sick as it goes. And I just said, if it happens, if I don't fall back asleep, I will, I'll put the game on. But like, I'm exhausted. I haven't slept the last couple of nights because she's been sick. So like the first night we tried to like put her back on her bed for light and next thing I know, it's 7:50 in the morning. All right. I've done this before, it's nothing new. Pick up my phone outside of the bed, immediately go to Twitter. I don't even put the game on. I go to Twitter, I bring up the S S go to at SWFC, scroll down to the first tweet, 1:03. I'm like, all right, let's put the game on. I think it was right before stoppage time, all 11 minutes of it. I went back and watched it because, of course, I did. They won 3-1. But yeah, what a weird game. I didn't realize it because as I was like watching it back on my phone, I was trying to keep a low volume to not wake up the sick kid. But it was the same commentator as the second leg of the Peterborough match. And I love him
Oh,
because
I didn't touch that at all.
he gets so wildly enthusiastic. It took me a while to realize it because, but he gets so wildly enthusiastic about things. I mean, not as enthusiastic as he was for the Peterborough match, granted. But yeah, an absolutely needed performance, but what a weird match. Wednesday never gets these kind of breaks, the fluffing
I figured
the
we'd be getting a
clearing the.
penalty after that.
Oh, yeah, Jim, let me save it for this one of these next two. So I do want to talk about the Windass goal because I've watched that like 20 times now. And look, Josh Windass, it has a good long range shot on him, right? He scored some big long range goals. He was one of their primary free kick takers in shooting situations. He even scored a few from there as well. I honestly believe he could take that shot 99 more times and he would not come anywhere near. Like 50 of them be
Kissing the
flights
underside of
into the corner flag. Oh,
the
if you watch it, there's so much side spin on it. And
well,
the
he get the yeah, the
and
his
he
foot,
like
man,
he
that comes
can't and
off the
he's running
outside.
on it and like he can't really open his hip. All he can kind of do is just kind of twist
Slice
and
it,
like
yeah.
slice it. All he can do is like try to do a controlled slice. And it's just I mean it's a 40-yard lob, right? It's a chip, essentially. And to be able to redirect it that well is absolutely nothing to take away from his shooting technique or his distance shooting, but that's just the way it's spinning off the tackle and him running onto it. You just expect that to slice with the corner flag every time. And then,
Well,
of course,
not that
Wednesday,
time.
and then, of course, Wednesday immediately concede on a very similar goal to the Stoke one, actually, just the other channel this time.
Yeah, that was I can't remember who there was was it a Hecway? Somebody just flat out got beat. Fimbria, that's who it was.
Yeah, I don't
Just
think Hecuba was in
flat
yet,
out
right? Because
beat.
he came in for
No, it was a
one of the
quick.
injuries.
No, Hecuba went out for an injury
Oh, Hecuba
shortly
went out for the
after that.
injuries, right? Yeah.
No, this was Fimoyo. It was actually a really nice pass. It was a little kind of bouncing ball, and I don't remember who it was for Blackburn, but they immediately put one up to Sismodics or whoever the fuck you say his name. That is the leading scorer in this division. He
He
looked it on
is.
that play. He went fast down the side and blasted it home. And really, that did take the wind out of the sails
Yeah, game
a
kind of
little
petered
bit.
out after that.
Well, then you immediately
Obviously.
get a Hecuy gets hurt.
Yeah. And then Diaby gets hurt on the other side of the
Right.
half.
Diaby
Yeah.
comes in for it and then he
Right.
gets hurt. But right after that, you
Yeah.
get, and here's the thing with these first, both the first two goals, they were, nearly an hour apart, but both goals came out of our pressing and our
Yes.
pressure. And the first one was, I don't remember who that
It was
was.
Musaba with the pressure on the.
Was that Musaba
It
that
was
went all the way
Musaba,
down
yeah.
and pressured? Yeah, and forced the ball to the middle. That was a great play. I forgot. That's right, because I gave him the assist. And then the second one, I think it was Vox
Vox
stepped
just
up
steps in,
and
yeah, and then gets his pass off
battled
as
on
he
the
gets
sideline,
completely poleaxed, yeah.
wiped out, but
Yeah.
makes a great play. And both of
Yeah.
those were just our
Yep.
aggressiveness doing it. And I mean, unbelievable pass from Musaba
Oh, it's perfect. It's perfect.
to find
And
Johnson.
Johnson to have the presence of mind to cut it all the way back across. Like the keeper, he's gonna leave the keeper completely stranded there. He's just gotta get it inside the post. And he like actually absolutely inch perfect.
Yeah, no, the whole
One
play
touch finish, yeah. Oh, it was a great
was
counterattacking
stunning.
move, yeah.
And I'm sitting here, I think we all were, right? We're
Yeah.
sitting here going, oh my God, we're back in front. We just saw this earlier this
Yeah.
game. I know Patty and I were joking online, but they scored right after we started fucking singing the bounce song,
Yeah.
which of course brings back horrible memories at this point. So we're sitting there with this goal, 60 minutes, half an hour to go. You're going, oh my
Right.
God, I'm gonna be biting my nails and I'm gonna be holding my, squeaky bum time
Yeah.
there. And then that fucking poor goalie, man. Oh my God.
You see, it was his
Like you
birthday
said,
like Monday or
we don't get
something?
the I did see
And they had to like tweet that. I'm sure they like
that.
scheduled the birthday tweet back in December or something. Like,
Right. Oh my God. And that was tough. I felt bad when you saw the
look,
replay back.
yes.
You see that the pass was perfect. I thought at first maybe the de defender
It
gave him a
takes a
bouncer.
little bobble, but
That's what it
like,
is. It took
yeah.
a weird bounce right before his
Those
foot.
championship
He
pitches
whiffs
in
on it.
April, yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
Well, the other thing
Oh
too is like
well.
this is like we do. I remember I was playing. This was the first year there were no back passes in youth soccer. It was like under 10s, I think, where you couldn't do back passes anymore. And I remember an early game we were playing, and this wasn't even my. I remember it because it was we were playing a different team, and it was Tony DiCicco's kid in goal, because I grew up with this kid, that former women's World Cup winning coach.
Yeah.
And he was playing keeper or whatever. It was like a scrim. It was like a preseason game, I think, or something. And somebody gives him a back pass between the sticks, and he like starts screaming at him, "No, don't never never give me a back like this 10-year-old kid." Like, because you just don't do back passes between the sticks for this exact reason. Nothing good. He wasn't even under that much pressure. Like
No, there
nothing
was
good
no
can come with.
pressure.
Yeah, look, the
There
keeper's
was no
gotta kick
pressure.
that away. Like whatever, it's not.
Yeah,
But
it
like,
was
yeah, it's
weird
like
too.
that
He
close to the
didn't.
line too, like taking
It looked like he could have grabbed it, but didn't want to because he would have gotten
So
called for
I've
a
seen a
back
couple theories
pass.
on that. I've seen the backpack theory, although the rule is if you make a genuine attempt to clear it doesn't count as a back pass. So if you make it like it, for if it like bounces off a, I guess it bounces off a player, it's not even a back pass. I think he was worried about the spin on it and it bouncing like and it like bouncing off his thigh. I think was his concern at the time.
Yeah,
I
I don't
think he was
know.
trying to get out of the way of it because he didn't want to like hit his knee or something and kick in. But yeah,
Instead, it
it's
just
just
spun
very
right
to
in.
instead it just spun right in, yeah.
Well, the
What
lovely
a
thing
weird
about
goal.
that was, oh, so weird. But then you go from Thank you, Lord H, squeaky bum
Yeah.
time, shit in your pants too.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm kind of comfortable now.
No.
And you know what? They Blackburn had absolutely nothing from that point on.
Yeah. My
That
question is,
last
there's
half
a the
hour
keeper has
was
like a conversation with the ref afterwards. Like, what are they talking about? Maybe he's like
man, can you
clarifying the
believe
back
this
pass
happened
rule
on
or
my
something.
birthday?
Yeah, so they see it out on Wednesday as we sit here. We're in 21st place in the championship.
Oh my God, it was so nice to see. And again, a very, I think Wednesday deserves credit for a very professional performance.
Yeah.
After taking that lead, they
No.
just
Yeah, more or less, there
remained
wasn't
in
much.
control the rest of the game on the road,
Yeah.
which, hasn't always been
I mean,
the
it felt like a
happiest of
home game at a
places.
lot of points
Well,
in the
we had
day.
literally a third of the crowd, right?
Right,
They
yeah.
were announced attendance for the game. I just saw it. Hang on a sec. They said 21,000
It's
plus, a little under
7,400 or
22.
something, yeah.
And right,
Yeah, no.
we're Wednesday fans, and they, as always, they made themselves heard.
God knows what they're
Really
going to take
fun
to
to
Sunderland
see
on the last day of the season.
as many as they can.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking, I don't know what they're going to get for Saturday. It's going to be
It
well
sounds
over
like they're going to
30.
sell out. It's whatever they count as a sellout there, but yeah, well over 30,
Well,
I think.
they had 32 for Stoke.
Yeah,
That
they
was the
could push
announced
35. I
attendance.
wouldn't be shocked.
I wouldn't either. So we will see. But just huge to have these games. We've had a couple of them now, the QPR game and then this, where it's on the road against a team we know we can outplay, especially if you look at our record under Roll. And we did. Both those games we
It's
took
a
care of
weird
business,
spot
and
now, too,
that's
right? Like, this is, I mean, I guess we can talk about this when we talk about the preview, but we might as well do it now. So, I mean, Huddersfield and Birmingham are playing each other this Saturday, which, like, on one level is good because they can't both win, but they also can't both lose. Like,
right.
ideally, you get a draw here, right? This gives you more
I
outs,
think
but.
so. I mean,
Well, it
my only
depends. Like,
thought.
if you told me right now Wednesday is going to win, like, all right, then Huddersfield can go win. That's fine.
Right.
Right. Because you kind of want a situation where you just need to get a point in the last week of the season, and there's not a ton of outs for that. Again,
Huddersfield
I
is
don't.
also close to our goal difference. It's
Yes,
minus
Huddersfield's closer
29 to
to it.
minus
So they need to beat
27.
West
So.
Brom by more than Huddersfield. Again, they got to finish ahead of both teams. So functionally, that doesn't really concern me at that moment, the specific math. But yeah, it is a little weird because. Ideally, if they were playing for their teams, they could both lose, right? And then Wednesday could clinch safety. That's not really going to
Well,
happen this
Huddersfield
weekend, but
also has to go to Ipswich
yeah, and
last game of
Ipswich
the
is
season,
likely going to
and
still be
Ipswich
playing for
needs to
something. Yeah,
be they're
yeah.
definitely going to be playing something. So, a Huddersfield win, you've got to feel pretty good that that's the highest they're going to get, which means that we need 1 point to gain on them, or Ipswich could drop one of their six nothings
Yeah.
and do it. And Birmingham then hosts Norwich, who, Norwich and
Also going to
West
be
Brom are
fighting
in
for
this
something. Yeah.
situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're both trying to decide are we fifth or sixth,
Yeah.
really. I know
Well,
that,
now, so
like you
Hull
said,
being
that
still
Hull
in
win.
it means West Brom's going to come to play, but it also makes it more likely that Norwich is going to have to come to play the last week of the season, too.
Exactly. They are both 3 points ahead of Hull
Yeah.
as we speak. So, yeah, it's an interest. But again, like Plymouth,
Yeah,
just
Plymouth
taking a
is
look.
still in this
Plymouth has to
conversation.
go to Millwall,
Yeah.
then they host Hull. So they're definitely going to have to deal with Hull. Millwall will be on the beach, but it's a road game there. That could
Yeah.
be tough. Blackburn, I know, is not feeling confident right now. They've been playing like shit. They got to play Coventry and then Leicester, although
Yeah.
Leicester should be on the beach by then.
Maybe, maybe not. The top of that table's been weird. But yeah, I assume Leicester will have top two locked up at least.
So yeah, this Birmingham Huddersfield game, you're right. A draw is
Yeah.
probably the best thing we can hope
Probably.
for,
I mean,
but
look, this is the situation, right? Wednesday is in 21st right now. If they win their next two matches, they will secure safety one way or the other.
yeah.
It really is that simple. That's what Daniel Roll said, right? He's like, we go 9 from 9. I believe we can go 9 from 9. Well, go 9 from 9. Now we'll take a break, come back, talk about the Wednesday news, and preview three of those nine. Then upcoming visit from West Brom. Welcome back. Now it's time for some Wednesday news. Not a ton of news as we head towards the end of the season. Babe Bannon had his 400th appearance at the weekend. So I guess this has been, I've seen, I think, like Dom Housen and some other people make note of this, with this like potentially being the last home game for Barry Bannon and Liam Palmer, who are both out of contract in the summer. Obviously, like 17 senior team players or whatever are out of contract.
I think it's 19. It's something
Yeah.
absolutely crazy.
Nothing absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. I just, and look, yeah, you want, I just suspect they'll both be back next year either way. Like, I don't know. I don't. You never know, right? This isn't really Danny Roll's team, right? Based on when he came in. We don't know if Danny Roll will be here next year, even if they stay up, honestly. I think it's certainly more likely if they stay up that he'll be here, but it's not, it's, you know, it's far from certain. There's been interest, including from Sunderland, that I've seen reported about in the last month or so. Like, he's going to be a hot managerial. Like, if he keeps them up, he is going to be a hot managerial candidate for that. He's
For
a,
anything,
for
yeah.
anything, right?
Well, I
Like,
think even if he doesn't keep us up, he's going to be. I mean, I think
sure. I mean,
everybody knows the dross he's been
during,
working
yes,
with.
right. During his tenure here, like, they've been what, eighth in the form table? He's a top 10 championship manager. There are going to be teams interested in that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think Bannon and Palmer will be back.
Think Bannon will. I wouldn't be shocked if Palmer ends up.
Playing like a fan. Like, the thing is, like, I guess he
He's
hasn't
been
been.
really good the last couple games.
And like, he's been in the squad pretty much. Maybe he has not been starting as consistently as he did in League One, but you know, he's pretty much playing every week, more or less, and often as a starter. You know, he's been central midfield cover for both Box and Bannon have been banged up. I did enjoy, did you see George Byers in the crowd?
Was awesome.
Was great, yeah.
Baz was saluting him, which
Yeah.
I thought was great.
Yeah, I think I get, you never know. It is a business, and they're both, you know, in their, you know, Bannon's well into his 30s now. I just kind of assumed that Bannon was gonna functionally retire in a Wednesday shirt, and maybe he'll go, and I don't know if he has designs on going up and playing in Scotland at the end of his career or something like that. You never know. But it seems like he's fairly well settled. I mean, he's been here almost 10 years now. He had been here for actually 10 years, 2014, right? He came here 2015, I guess.
2015, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah,
So, I don't know.
400.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it is ultimately a
it's.
business, and you know how much, you know, Palmer thinks he can get first team playing time elsewhere. There's been MLS links with him, as we know, with the previous transfer window. So, yeah, you never know.
Yeah, I just can't. I mean, I'm sure I'm not the only one. I can't wrap my head around anything beyond the next two games,
Yeah,
right?
it's like we'll worry about that when we worry about that.
Exactly.
Sky Sports is now showing all the EFL games. 1,000 EFL fixtures live on Sky Sports via Sky and Now. I haven't seen who's going to pick up the US rights. I don't know if it'll be ESPN Plus. I don't know if there'll still be a iFollow or equivalent.
We all got booted from iFollow, right?
I don't know how that's gonna.
I
I don't know
can't.
how that's gonna
Again,
work. It's
I'm
where
going to
they're
worry
gonna.
about this in
Yeah,
2 weeks.
we're at that nugget. Use one way or the other. Where I have to pay too much money to. If it's ESPN Plus, it's great. If ESPN Plus wants to, I already have that subscription. So for college baseball, so that's great. And other things.
I have it
But
for Disney Plus for the kids. So either way, yeah, no,
Yeah,
I
I got
wouldn't
it at Disney
mind.
Plus too.
I wouldn't mind that as long as we can get every game. I mean, this is, again, we've talked about this. At whatever point, iFollow started playing the radio, or used to be what, BBC Sheffield. You'd get all the
Wednesday
radio calls of
player,
all the Wednesday. Then you had Wednesday player with the radio calls. And that first year, they had the single camera and
yes,
no announcers. And
no score bug, yeah, it's like.
I don't I don't have a major issue with iFollow. I know it's expensive, but
It's expensive, yeah, but yeah.
I don't, if I spend $200 a year or whatever it is, a little less, to know that I get to watch
Yeah.
every Wednesday game, well worth it for me.
Whatever, I can throw on my phone if I'm trying to
Totally.
take the kid to the playground or something at 9 in the morning because she's running wild after pancakes or something. But yeah, I'm sure there's yeah, well, more to come on that if, when we do summer podcasts, which I guess we'll probably do again. But hopefully, there won't be as many summer podcasts this year as there were last summer. But that's the news, more or less. As we speculated on in the first part of the show, S6 is sold out at the weekend. West Brom, and they have sold out, shockingly, Justin, they've sold out their 2,600 ticket allotment in the last day of the season at the Stadium of Light.
Yeah, it's just so,
I mean,
like, I
look,
mean,
it's the last day of the
where's that
season. If
place
they can
hold?
fill it
That
with
place must
Sunderland
hold close
fans,
to
I know they're not playing for
50,000.
anything, but.
Right, they're not playing for anything. You've got 50,000 seats there. Like, people don't give a shit. They're gonna come out to, wave their flags for the last game of the year or whatever. But 2,600, I mean, fuck you. You took, what would we say, 7,500 to Blackburn?
Yeah.
Could easily do that
Sure.
to Sunderland. And all this while they make all these claims about how lovely our manager would look in
Yeah.
on their team. Go fuck yourself. Let's stay up. Let's beat them, and let's keep our manager so we can do something next year.
Well, if that's going to happen, it will start Saturday against West Brom. Justin, where will you be watching this game out of curiosity?
Was it the Niche
The niche,
Lounge?
yeah, something like that.
The
Niche
Niche
Lounge, yeah.
Lounge? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I expect it to, as it always is, just be a complete shit show. Even with my recent behavior,
An hour
I'm
later
obviously
than
gonna.
usual at
Well,
11 a.m. Atlantic
that's not the
Standard Time.
worst thing.
No.
That's not the worst thing.
Depends on how Friday night goes, but yeah.
Because,
I mean,
right, no,
we all know
I
how
know how
Friday night's
Friday
gonna go.
night's gonna go. Yeah.
There's no depending. Yeah.
To be honest, my biggest worry is that I have to get through the Wednesday game, the Halifax Wanderers game, and then be coherent by the 8 o'clock puck drop for the Bruins Leafs game. So we will see. But yeah, no, I'm excited to super excited to go to Halifax. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm not the slightest bit excited for this game. This is terrifying.
It's like kind of like a
What?
miserable set of like, I mean, I guess you, it's, I don't know if you thought 4 months ago this game would matter, but oh boy, does it.
It's everything we got, it's tough to touch. I mean, the problem is that West Brom is good.
Yeah. Well,
Like,
let's get into the West Brom team
West
he's
Brom
at.
is legit good. Yeah, they're in fifth right now. They've got a plus 23 goal difference. They're actually tied with Norwich, fifth, sixth. They're a little ahead on goal difference, and as we said earlier, 3 points ahead of Hull. The last time we played them earlier this year was actually Cisco Munoz's last game in charge, a
Guessing it was a loss.
dire 1-0 loss. We had
Yeah.
27% possession and got outshot 17-4, which was a fitting end to the
Yeah,
Munoz
stalwart
era.
defensive performance.
Yeah, sure. The one good thing we got here going for us is that they're pretty mid-table on the road. 6-8-8 with a plus five, but their form isn't great. They're actually 20th in the form table. They've got 5 points from their last six with an even goal difference. So there could be worse times to be playing them, I'm sure. We have not previewed them since I've been on the pod. West Bromwich Albion is in from the town of West Bromwich in the West Midlands. Like all of it, as we discussed before, it was a market town that got changed during the Industrial Revolution. Big thing for them is that they hate Wolves, another Black Country
Yeah.
Midlands team, big rivalry there. They were formed in 1878 as the West Bromwich Strollers, and 2 years later became the first club to use the tag of Albion in their name. I know Brighton does it. There's probably a couple others I can't think of offhand, They're one of the original founders of the Football League. They do have a first division title. Won 5 FA Cups, been to 5 other finals. They did win a League Cup as well. They played at the Hawthorns, their home ground, since 1900. They did peak in the 1950s, although they've had a few ups and downs since, largely a first, sometimes second division club. To be honest, in a lot of ways, doesn't sound that different from Wednesday in a broad spectrum, like an old, large, respected club with some history and some honors and some trophies who, in the way that football has been operating for the last 35 years or whatever, has had a hard time finding a lot of success.
They had a they their
That,
last bit in the Premier League. They had a decent run in the Premier League for a few years, last
yeah, I
decade,
think they got
as I
up
call it.
to top 10 for a little
Yeah.
bit,
They
but
had some nice seasons there.
they're the Baggies, or
Yep.
also the Throstles, which apparently
That
a
one I'm not familiar
throstle
with.
is. Yeah, well, apparently that's simply a thrush, the bird,
Okay,
which was
yeah, like
featured on their
their
badge,
badge, yeah.
but throstle is what they call them in the Midlands.
Sure, of
And
course, yeah.
they actually just recently got bought by an American owner. He's a American, Indian American. Indian is in the subcontinent of India. Is his heritage, billionaire who has bought the club in February. So we'll see where that ownership takes them. Their manager is Carlos Corberan. It's a really interesting guy. He was a manager in Cyprus for a couple different teams, got connected with Bielsa at Leeds, coached a youth team, and then assisted for Bielsa. Went to Huddersfield and was pretty successful. They lost in a promotion final. He then left Huddersfield to go to Olympiakos, which, probably isn't that big of a step up. The Greek league is not that much, but it's guaranteed Champions League or right
Yeah, I
there
mean,
or
I'd say
thereabouts.
you have less job security there, but also you don't have much in the championship, so fair.
Well, speak about less job security. So he goes there in July, and by mid-September they can him after back-to-back losses in the Europa League group stages. He then jumps to West Brom. This was 2 years ago, and they were dead last, and he brought them up to ninth last season. Corberan's a really good manager.
Yeah, he is.
He runs a 4-2-3-1, 4-3-3, where they like to drop their when they move forward, they like to drop their defensive midfielder into the back line to make a back three, and they push the wing backs or full backs up, slide the wingers in, so it looks like a 3-2-5. Not totally dissimilar to what you see a lot of teams. City does it. A bunch of teams like to do. Corberan's teams are interesting because they can kind of do it all. They will press you in certain places. They're also very effective defensively. They like to possess the ball, but they're not uncomfortable with giving you the ball and trying to counter. So it's going to be interesting. They also do the same thing. Corberan really enjoys the same strategy that Roll does of inviting the press, right? Going back to the keeper and looking for a press to come so that you can try to break that press and have numerical advantage going out wide. Again, this is a good team. When you look up and down their lineup, their names you recognize, their
Yep.
names you might not, but just looking at their squad up front, they have forward is a man named Brandon Thomas Asante. I don't know who he is, but he's got 11 goals. He's flanked by Mikey Johnson, and Jed Wallace is a name people should recognize from the previous turn in the championship. They have 7 goals and 6 goals, respectively. Grady Diangana has 7 goals and 8 assists. He generally plays in the number 10 role. The two holding midfielders are Alex Mowat, who we know from around, and this is a great name. He's Turkish. Okay, Yakuslu, I believe it is. And okay, I'll just call him that because it's easier to pronounce. He's the one who will drop back into that defensive midfielder role, or Mowat will move up at times, and they'll really rely on him being the stopper there. Their cornerback, or their, I'm sorry, not cornerback, their fullback pairing is Darnell Furlong and Connor Townsend. both effective. And their center back pair is a Frenchman, Cedric Kiepre, and then another old, EFL name, Kyle Bartley. That's their center back pair. And those two are ridiculous in the air. It's the only thing that West Brom was really highly ranked in the league on was aerial duels. I think they were first or second. And these two are a huge reason why, both averaging like 4 and 5 aerial duel wins a game. So, and just when you look at the team and you look at the manager and you look at the setup and you look at their performance, this is just a legit championship club. I don't
I
know
mean,
how
they're
they'll
in a
do in the
playoff spot right
playoffs.
now, so yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that they have what it takes to get to the Premier League. Although if they do, with this new ownership, and I believe I heard they don't have a lot of people under contract, they may actually be in a great position to, I assume teams like Chelsea and Newcastle are going to have to sell more than a few of their billions of dollars worth of players who aren't doing shit. So, yeah, I think it's just a huge, huge challenge for us. I'm fascinated to see how this game plays out. I think there's some similarities between the two managers, and how they want to play this game. This feels like it could be a track meet, or it could be a tactical slog that doesn't get settled until the 80th minute.
Fun.
Yeah,
I've
either
been
way,
at the meetups for those. Those are usually
it's not going
great.
to be fun. Yeah, it's not going to be fun. I believe you've been at the only meetup that we had fun with the actual game.
With the actual game, yes.
Yeah, which granted, I missed the first half of that, but
You did, yeah.
I
You didn't
still
miss
blame
that
the.
much. It was a,
No, I blame the
standard
Jamaican
League
guy that
One
tried to drink me under the
slog.
table.
Yeah.
He learned, though. Yeah, so I don't know, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, there's
That's where
nothing to
we
say
are
but
with
like three
West Brom.
points. They got to take 3 points. Like, I know it's gonna be tough, but they got to take 3 points. Please and thank you. It's been episode
Yeah.
44 of the Owls AmeriCast. Jeff has Wednesday opinion with an American accent. That's the internet at owlsamericas.com. Email the show at owlsamericas@gmail.com. You'll probably get an out-of-office message. We're all in Halifax. And find and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Owls Americas. You can email the show. owlsamericas@gmail.com. I think I already said that. Great. The podcast, wherever you get podcasts, just search for the Owls AmeriCast, listen or subscribe right there. Our podcast intro and bumpers are FL Wednesday at Forever to the Makers. Justin is on Twitter at New England Owl.
I
Okay.
am.
Justin, are you going to be the last man standing on Friday, this time around?
Ooh.
You got the
I don't
extra hour
know.
buffer.
The extra hour buffer, there's a couple heavy hitters who are down early. I don't believe Aaron's making it up, and Aaron loves to brag about being the last man up,
Yeah, we
a
got some Brits
couple
coming over,
years
but they're gonna have
ago.
some jet lag to deal with.
They've been drinking Montreal dry for a few days,
Yeah,
so
fair. That's a good someone
we
that
have
loves going to
that.
Montreal. It's a good way to get warmed up.
It sounds like Craig will be in attendance, but
Yes.
may lack the ability to fuel himself to make it till the end. We'll see. I actually, if I'm being totally honest, I bet I'm not. I think the nationwide legalization of cannabis will probably prevent me from having my full drinking shoes on, and will slow me down a little bit, but
Yeah, but we'll
that's all right.
certainly help for the
I'll be
Saturday
there or
morning game if
thereabouts.
there or thereabouts. I'm on Twitter at Jeff Patternhouse Show. We will be here or hereabouts next week.